You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
I'm running against the worst candidate in the history of presidential politics. I don't care, win, lose, or draw.
He's spreading division and addition, division and discord. We need a president who's going to bring us together, not pull us apart.
This election is a choice between the American dream and a socialist nightmare.
The middle class built this country, and unions built the middle class. You're the ones who are going to save the country now that you build it.
All Biden does is talks about COVID, right? He doesn't call it the China virus. You know why? Because China hasn't paid off. He can't use that term.
He's doing nothing. We're learning to die with, and Donald Trump has waved the white flag, abandoned our families, and surrendered to the virus.
November the 2nd, 2020. There you have it. Some of the late campaign rally speeches of President Trump and challenger Joe Biden. You could have written the speeches for them. You know pretty much what they're going to go and shoot for. And the Biden camp, they're beginning to scramble more and more because the polls which showed him in commanding leads in some states, key swing states, shrinking to the point of too close to call or flipping. We're going to get into that in more detail a little bit later. And the one polling group last time, I probably should say one of the polling groups, there might have been a couple others, but this one in particular, in 2016 said that Trump would win when everyone else was saying, no. Hillary has a 90% plus chance of winning. You're going to hear from the pollster for that group explaining why the others get it wrong, and they're going to get it wrong again. Now, you already heard Dr. Lamero. He's on with us repeatedly. We're going to book him for tomorrow on Election Day and the day after the election for his latest predictions. He's already said Trump will win. He said that months ago, and he's given the electoral count showing exactly how it should break out. 93 million have already voted. They're seeing record voter turnouts in the early voting. They're going to see record turnouts when it hits tomorrow. And President Trump and Biden making additional swings today, doing what they can. Trump at this point looking at 5 rallies in 4 different states. And you want some proof that the left is beginning to fear things are going to go bad? Look at all these major businesses, nice luxury shops in New York City's Fifth Avenue, Chicago's Magnificent Mile, the Rodeo Drive in California, and other places all boarding up because they fear violence. Well, they have a right to fear violence because the left has already been communicating. We will take to the streets if we lose. They're going to take to the streets anyway. You do understand that. Even if Biden should win, God help us, I don't think it's going to happen. But if that should happen, they're going to be in the streets anyway. Look at what happened over the weekend. A Biden bus going to a rally in Texas, surrounded by suddenly pickups, SUVs, flying Trump flags and U.S. flags. Yeah, you hear the left say, they tried to run us off the road. They didn't try to run them off the road. They might have gotten a little close a couple of times because of mix-ups in traffic, but they made no effort like that. But here these folks on the Biden bus were calling 911, calling police, the very group they want to defund, calling police, help, help, we're threatened. They weren't threatened. They consider flying flags as a threat, and yet rioting in the streets, physically attacking police, civilians, you, your family, arson, looting. That's violence, but not in the mind of the left. And, of course, we have to worry what tech, high tech, the big tech companies, Facebook, Twitter, Google, and the mainstream media are all doing as they launch all efforts out to defeat Trump for tomorrow. What are they going to be doing? I'll break that down for you. Zuckerberg, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, has already said he expects civil unrest following the presidential election. He's made it clear they expect to find it, and they're going to be looking to shut down many feeds. Watch, they will be shutting down conservative feeds. You watch that. And then the governor who went to vote and found that his vote basically had been stolen. A governor, you think you can't steal this election? I'll have that story for you and more. Don't miss the next 2 hours. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
We are slowly returning to normal as we knew life before COVID. Still, you need to be cautious. Make sure your business, school, place of worship are safe. Now, that's where Wellington Environmental can help. You can schedule professional fogging or deep cleaning with just a phone call. I'll give you a number. But first, you should know Wellington Environmental now offers fogging equipment you can use. These individual units are in high demand. Wellington has them available for now. They cost about $500, but my listeners get a big price break, a $100 discount. Save $100 just by saying you heard about it on Larry Connors USA. For more information on getting your personal fogging device or to schedule professional fogging, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I guess I grew up on an older road, a pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels, old number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And I'm
this is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
People get on rafts to get away from socialism. People risk being eaten by sharks to get away from socialism. People leave behind their homes, their families, their loved ones, their entire life to get away from socialism. We are not going to bring to this country the things that people flee. Now, I know what they're going to say. Not all Democrats are socialists. And it's true. Not all Democrats are socialists, but all socialists are Democrats.
He's right. That is Senator Marco Rubio speaking the other night in Florida ahead of Trump making his speech to that rally group. Not all Democrats are socialists. I know many Democrats. They're not socialists, believe me. But all socialists are Democrats. It's very akin to what we've discussed with you previously. Certainly not all Muslims are jihadists, but all jihadists are Muslim. Rubio pointing out one of the key issues at stake in this election. When he said people get on rafts to get away from socialism, they risk being eaten by sharks to get away from socialism, leave behind their homes, their families, their loved ones, their entire lives, to get away from socialism, where do they go? They come to this country. And now the left wants to make this country another socialist country. And, of course, the next step would be a communist country. Make no mistake about it. If they get their way, if Biden gets in, that's exactly what they would do. We've already heard repeatedly from Kamala Harris about what she's going to do if elected. She'd already said, first thing I'm going to do is sign an executive order dealing with gun rights. Kamala, you make that statement, you're not even you're not elected at all right now. And when you're elected as VP. Or are you going to give Joe something to sleep, put him to sleep forever, or just keep him locked in his room? You're suddenly going to assume the presidency? And yes, that is part of the plan. There make no doubt about it. Do you remember Nancy Pelosi siding with a fellow Democrat congressman recently because Trump, President Trump, had been treated with various drugs at Walter Reed in battling COVID? And they were suddenly talking about, you know, he's not himself anymore. He's on these drugs. It might affect his thinking. So we need a 25th Amendment to remove him. He cannot effectively perform his duties. If you use the 25th Amendment to intentionally remove the president, the vice president has to sign off on and agree. Well, Pence wasn't going to sign off, obviously. But you take the 25th Amendment, and if Joe Biden's elected, they will have that thing on his desk probably as soon as he finishes lowering his hand and taking it off the Bible. You're unfit to serve. You're out. Kamala's in. And when she comes in, all those on the left will be rushing forward. Just the other day, again, Bernie Sanders, the old white guy pushing socialism for years, had to step aside for Joe Biden and said he'd support him because he's expecting Biden to do their bidding. And he said the other day to Kamala and all the others, you got to continue to push Joe to the left. Push him farther left. Joe Biden is not as progressive as they want, but he's the only thing they've got right now. He's, all right, Joe, we're going to let you lead the parade. We'll have somebody behind you with scoopers to pick up what you drop behind. Yep, that's pretty much the way they're looking at it. Kind of like the guys that follow the elephant in the parade. Because Joe drops so many things they got to pick up and clean up to just keep the parade moving. And they will take control and turn this country socialist. They will. And especially if they get the Senate. And don't forget, that's another key battle for us. Not just the Oval Office, but the Senate. If we were to win only one, we need the Senate. They can have a president, even if it's Kamala, but they can't get legislation passed with the Senate. I say that, and at the same time, in the back of my mind, there's an alarm going off. Dive. You know what the alarm is? They'll find a way to circumvent the U.S. Constitution anyway. They will decide, first of all, certainly to create more states that add two Democrat senators, even divide California if they had to in three different parts, adding again more senators for the Democrats. But aside from that, they'll find anything and everything they can. They want to destroy this country as we know it and love it. And Kamala has made it clear she doesn't believe this is a great country. She doesn't. And here's something that should be very concerning. Even the founder and CEO of Vote America admitted when I heard these numbers, I thought, that can't be right. We double-checked our math. And here's what she's talking about. Even though Trump and Biden have been turning out new voters, the latest numbers show millions still not registered, still up for grabs in key battleground states. 13.4 million eligible, unregistered U.S. voters can register and vote on Election Day in 21 states. In 21 states, you don't have to file to vote early. You don't have to register early on the day of the election. Watch the buses pull up and everybody spill out. In Alaska, California, Colorado, Connecticut, District of Columbia, no kidding. Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, no kidding. Iowa, Maine, yes. Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, Utah, Vermont, Washington, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. Many of those are Democrat strongholds. Others are trying to hold on to, and they're going to make Democrat strongholds, and they are going to allow folks on that day to vote. 13.4 million. That represents 34% of the total 40 million unregistered. 34% of 40 million unregistered at this time, but on Election Day, 13.5 million almost can go right to the polls and register that day. And it's easy. All they do have to bring some forms of identification. And, of course, the best form would be a driver's license or permit. But they can bring a photo ID that shows a name and a photograph, some official paperwork, like a utility bill, and they're going to let them fill out voter registration forms and then turn around and submit ballots. You don't think that's an opportunity for fraud? Of course it is. And more than three, swing states are in play on election day if they get unregistered eligible voters. Out of that 13.5 million eligible to vote on election day, 16.5% of them are in Minnesota, blue state. 16% in New Hampshire, another blue state. Wisconsin, 15%. That's still in a toss-up. Iowa, 14%. Michigan, 12%. They will be running them in as fast as they can. I'll give you some good news. I don't want you to think it's all gloom and doom. Trump and Biden's campaign, of course, have focused on registering, turning out voters who did not vote in 2016. And in Florida, a key state, Republicans netting nearly 200,000 new registered voters since 2016. That's in a state where registered Democrats once outnumbered registered Republicans 2-1. That's a big thing. But again, on election day, how many are going to show up? And the polls and the surveys are everywhere. Later in this hour, we're going to get into more detail of how some of these polls are done, in particular the Trafalgar poll. The Trafalgar poll in 2016 was right on point. It got one state wrong, but it got the actual number of electoral votes correct. And it's again predicting a Trump victory. And of course, the mainstream media has got to find a way. How do we destroy the guy? Kill the messenger. So that's what they're trying to do. We'll get into that a little bit later. But it's not just his poll that's suggesting that Trump is going to win. As I said, Dr. Gerard Lamero, in his model forecast, has put Trump at 340 electoral votes. 340. You only need 270. I am going to have Dr. Lamero on tomorrow to break down again how he sees this playing out. That'll be on Election Day itself while the votes are being cast. And the day after, when the voting technically is over. But many states have already decided we're probably going to allow voting for another 6 to 10 days as absentee ballots come in. You know, the mail delivery, that kind of stuff. And there's a Fox National survey when you start looking at different issues. I mean, the economy, for one. Yes, the economy took a hit. I have a question, a very simple question for you. Where was the economy in January 1 of this year? We were gangbusters. We were blowing the records apart. And it wasn't just for white Americans and rich Americans. It was all Americans. All colors, all creed, all races. I would say only all genders. I mean only two, but in case I'm missing transgenders, include them as well. Everybody was doing better. Obviously, COVID, the lockdown, has hurt. So Fox did a survey on the condition of the economy and is coronavirus under control. Here's what they found. A poll of likely voters, that's a key point. When asked condition of economy, now, how would you rate it? Excellent or good? 36%. Only fair or poor? 64%. In other words, 64% just don't think it's that good now. In October of 2018, the same survey type issue was issued, I should say, and 53% said it's excellent and good compared to the 36% now. But we know that's tough for what we've gone through. What about coronavirus? Is it under control in the U.S.? Question now. 5% say completely, just 5%. When it comes to not at all, 51% think it's not under control at all. Back in September, 40% said not at all. So that number has gone up. Now the question, who do you trust to do a better job on the economy? 48% say Biden, Trump 49%. Very close. Coronavirus, Biden 56%, Trump 40%. And what has Biden done? Mouthing and talking and blah, 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 blah. He tells you what he's going to do. And he says, I can do it. He's never faced something like this. No one has. And then we also need to look at some other things that are shifting. Shifting sands in various states, swing states, very important states. And a breakout of demographics, particularly reference race. In Pittsburgh, the editorial board opened its editorial by saying he's unpresidential, he's crude and unkind, he's not just a good man. These things are much worse, commonly said of President Trump. His personality totally eclipses record, so we seemingly have to have him on the dunk tank, ready for a cold bath. But you know what they end up doing? They say Biden is too old for the job and fragile. A real chance he won't make it through. And adds, this newspaper has not supported a Republican for president since 1972. But the Pittsburgh Gazette says, we believe Mr. Trump, for all of his faults, is a better choice this year. Amen, amen, amen. Focus on the black vote when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Reverend William Owens is the founder and president of the Coalition of African American Pastors. He and his wife, Dr. Deborah Owens, authors of A Dream Derailed, How the Left Hijacked Civil Rights to Create a Permanent Underclass. In other words, that book details exactly how the left has kept blacks on the Democrat plantation all these years, making sure you don't get much higher up than what you are. And here's what the Reverend William Owens, in his personal capacity as a private citizen, civil rights leader, Christian, had to say in a press release. President Trump did something that few other politicians do. He sought out the opinion of a variety of African-American leaders. He listened to what they had to say, and then he supported policies and programs that have real potential to help black Americans. He said, well, Mr. Biden and the Democrats continue to take the black vote for granted, offering nothing more than empty promises and more government dependency. President Trump is offering hope and a real plan to help African Americans. He added this, 4 years ago, President Trump asked to give us a chance. We gave him one. And what he did with that chance shows he deserves another 4 years in office. This year, President Trump has my vote. Again, that's the opinion of civil rights leader, Christian activist, Reverend William Owens. And when he talks about what the president did, the president had a statement he released the other day regarding his platinum plan for black Americans. It was published in full in a black publication. And he talked about, in that platinum plan, exactly what was going to happen. If you're in any doubt as to what it's going to do, he's promising to provide long-term funding for historically black colleges and universities, giving them immediate and generational advancement for black Americans. He signed into law the celebrated First Step Act. With that, Trump brought common sense criminal justice reform to the American people for the first time in decades. That was a time that Obama could have done that in 8 years. He did not. And Biden wasn't pushing for it either. He also, in his platinum plan, achieving historic unemployment levels and employment levels, I should say, for black Americans, and increasing their access to capital. so they can all be part of the American dream. And setting up investments in opportunity zones. All of this fueling black-owned businesses, cutting taxes, increased education opportunities, lower the cost of health care, further criminal justice reform, make Juneteenth a national holiday, prosecute the KKK and Antifa as terrorists, make lynching a national hate crime. Not one of those things, not one, during Obama administration. That's why Reverend Owens is stepping up. Oh, by the way, tell me what you think of this. Is this a conspiracy or not? The Centers for Disease Control, which keeps telling you if you're COVID positive, you got to stay inside. You got to lock down. You can't go outside. You know what they're now saying on their webpage as of today? Voters have the right to vote. This is what they say, regardless of whether they're sick or in quarantine. And they're saying, you have the right to vote in person, even if you have COVID. Wear a mask, but you can go vote. Is that conspiracy going to help the left? Is that the intent? What is that? Thought I had to be locked down. Stand by for polling.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Well, I started out with $1 million, gambled with a man and I won me another, bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys, gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The word I would use to describe his claims is laughable, from his claim about the sample size, which is absolutely ridiculous and statistically unsound, to his claims about the ways in which they do the polling, which are both unproven and subject to a lot of fluctuation that real pollsters try and avoid. I would say that someone who is trying to bank on having made a correct guess in one election is not necessarily someone who you should assume necessarily has a strong track record of success.
So the voice you heard then was a correspondent for the Washington Post. He's mocking the Trafalgar poll, saying that this group, we got it. We'll give it to them. They were right on 2016, and they're going to bank it all on 2016 when they call Trump a winner this time. And they're basically saying it's like a clock that's right twice a day because it doesn't change. It's going to eventually come around. But he says it's laughable. Laughable. They were laughing, of course, last time, too, weren't they? Just want to remind you of that. But he's trying to say that was just one time. Well, actually, that's not true, because the Trafalgar poll not only predicted swing states and how the electoral vote would go, and it was wrong on one state, but the number it predicted on the Electoral College was correct. But the idea here is kill the messenger. If there's someone out there that's saying Trump will win, kill the messenger. Maybe I better check with Dr. Lamero, make sure he's safely secured and has protection around him. Because when he appears on this air again tomorrow, I know he's going to say Trump's going to win. It's going to be a landslide. You'll get to hear him directly. He's been saying this, nothing new. And the Trafalgar poll has decided, yes, based on what we have and calling the swing state, we think Trump's going to win again. So CNN brings on this guy from the Washington Post in an interview he did with Sirius, and they say, look, here's a guy that says it's all laughable, it's funny, it's not real, it ain't going to happen. They're relying on what they had in the past. Well, I'm going to give the CNN at least credit for bringing on the guy they were attacking, letting him make a response. That'd be Robert Cahaly, I think is the pronunciation, of the Trafalgar Group, their main pollster. And he was asked, what do you have to say about the Washington Post correspondent that you guys are right like a clock maybe twice a day, and that's about it. It ain't nothing else.
What I think you're finding is these guys are making pot shots, but clearly the fellow from the Washington Post hadn't done his research because he said we got one election right. He didn't run through the statistic of 92.6 of the time our calls are right. That's a statistic that the Washington Post can get nowhere near in their polling. What they're pointing to is that they think that our methodology, because it's different, is wrong. And first of all, we believe that people aren't honest with pollsters. We don't think that's wrong. We think that's the modern world. It's called the social desirability bias. It's been around for a while. It was in play in 2016. Shy Trump voters, you've heard this theory. And it was certainly in play in the governor's race in Florida last year. And that's why they all got it wrong again. So it's really great that they have such strong opinions. But, you know, facts do matter. And if a broken clock is right twice a day, then you got to consider we've been right so many times that it's a group of different broken clocks, apparently.
Yeah, we all have broken clocks, but we've been right so many times. And you mentioned the Florida governor's race and the Senate race. They called both of those when everyone was saying it's going to go to the Democrats. Trafalgar Group said, no, we don't see that. He mentioned something we've discussed before. That is this hidden vote. Folks who are Trump supporters who will not say it. They will not come out and say, I'm a Trump supporter. They don't want to say it. They won't put a sign in their yard because they fear reprisals. They won't put a thing on their car because they fear it would be vandalized or they would be attacked. They don't even wear MAGA hats in the midst of the general public because they're afraid they'll be attacked. We know that. That exists. And we know they have justification for being frightened occasionally because the left stops at nothing. There was a rally the other day. A guy carrying a U.S. flag, and here came a mob of five to maybe seven, all dressed in black and black helmets, and they had, they looked like bats or something of that nature, and they're trying to rip the flag away from him. He's trying to hold on to it. Now there are five or six. They've got him on the ground. They're kicking away at him. He's still holding on to the flag, and they get up. They start to move, and he goes after them again. This guy's not going to give up. And that's what we're seeing from a lot of the left. It would be like if one of your favorite sports teams, if you still have one nowadays, was in a major competitive event against an opposing team. Maybe the so-called, you know, the hate grudge match of all time between the two teams. When the game is over, the battle on the field is done. Regardless of which team wins, generally, the opposing side comes forward and congratulates them and shakes hands. Next time, they don't go smacking them in the face and attacking them, waiting for them outside the gate when they leave the stadium to attack them again. But the left is playing that game. They're going to play it, and they're going to push it as far as they can. So, yeah, there's a good reason a lot of people do not want to identify publicly as a Trump supporter, especially, this is just between us here, especially if they're a Democrat. If they're a Democrat, they don't want to say I'm a Trump supporter. Okay, back to everyone else now. So Kahaley, when he was being questioned about hidden votes, how do you get these votes? How do you get them and no one else does? How do you find that?
First and foremost, we get greater sense of anonymity. The more anonymous someone is, the more honest they are. So the absolute worst way to poll these people is a live call where you have a live person asking someone whether they support Trump. Everybody in your audience, everyone you know, you can think of at least a few people that support Trump that don't want to share it with anybody. Now assume they get a polling call. You think they're saying they vote for Trump? Well, now just understand that that is a national effect and people are hesitant. Now, if they get a call that they feel like, hey, this is anonymous, I can make my feelings known, then you're much more likely to get a real answer. It's kind of like the social media account that you put your pictures of your family and your kids on, and then the one that people have that they kind of troll others on. That's their genuine emotion. But, that's what's going to vote.
But, yeah, he's right about that. He's absolutely right. Because they just don't make it public if their anonymity will not be protected. That's not to say many are not out there in your face. I'm a Trump supporter. I'm proud of it. But others, because of business, social, friendship, family relations. They just don't say anything until polling day. And then they show up. Now, Nate Silver, of course, of 538, his group, very big on, you know, we know polling, we can call all this and so forth. And so he doesn't like the polls that Trafalgar has come up with either. He's basically challenging it. Said, I'm not going to delve into all the details, but this is just crazy. He's saying Trump is going to win 30% of the Democrat vote in Michigan, 30%? He said that's not going to happen. He said Trump's not going to win independents by 32 points, which is, again, what Trafalgar said. The state of Michigan. Michigan, very big in play. Minnesota in play. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. But Nate Silver of 538 says Trafalgar doesn't, he's not going to get 30% of the Democrat vote in Michigan. Trafalgar says he doesn't understand how it works.
First of all, Nate Silver doesn't understand the way Michigan works. Michigan is not a registration by party state. So the party registration is based on the local primary you vote in. So let's say you live in Wayne County. Well, you probably vote in the Democrat primary if you want to have any say-so in county government, and yet you're voting for Trump. There's another person who is technically classed as Democrat who voted for Trump. Your party your lack of party registration means that your party is reflected by what local primaries you vote in. Everybody in America can relate to having to vote in a specific primary to participate at a local level while having different national feelings. And maybe if Nate understood the way the voter file worked, he'd see it differently.
Absolutely. I've done that. I've had to vote in a Democrat primary because there were local races I was concerned about, and that was the only way to get a chance to express something. And sometimes to set up a candidate on the Democrat side that could be easily knocked off by the Republican. Part of the game, the way they set it up. The Monmouth University poll coming out regarding Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, they're saying is really big. Biden's lead over Trump, shrinking. He had a 7-point lead at one point. Now it is closer, closer, closer. Now maybe 50% for Biden, 45% for Trump. And they found that Trump had edges on two issues: protecting jobs, law and order. I told you that law and order was going to be a very big deal. Biden held the major advantage on only one item: handling the COVID-19 pandemic. And when folks say that Biden can handle it, he has. There's no proof. All he's doing is offering talk. I'll do this. He's going to do exactly what we're already doing. He's just saying, I'll be doing it, not Trump. So you can trust me because I'll do it, not Trump. It'll be the same thing. He has proposed nothing new, nothing. And then we've got the situation about the efforts to steal and sway and interfere with the election. And the story of the governor who went to vote and found out he was not going to be allowed to vote. His vote was being stolen. I'll explain when we continue.
USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I began this hour by saying, as of late yesterday, more than 93 million voters had already cast ballots. 93 million. That represents nearly 68% of the total turnout in 2016. Few states are already surpassing their 2016 turnout, like Texas and Hawaii. Others are very close and likely to blow past it once Election Day comes. And that includes battleground states: Florida, Georgia, Montana, Nevada, North Carolina. The mainstream media, what is it going to start doing? Well, they've been trying to ignore everything they can. Have you seen anything on the mainstream media about the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden tapes or anything? Nope, don't hold your breath. And what else can they do? Well, if you're a big tech, you can find ways to disrupt and interfere, literally interfere. Let me give you an example. Facebook the other day removed a New Jersey Women for Trump group. They got 30,000 members. Facebook decided just pull them off, pulled it down. Now, Facebook says we flagged a couple of posts in recent weeks. We didn't like what they had to say as being problematic regarding coronavirus. Now, I don't know the details of it. You go ahead and put your flag up, say you might want to check this out. But as the founder of that Facebook said, 3 days before Election Day, 3 days before Election Day, and you take our Facebook down, Trump immediately sent out word, put it back now. Now. Then you got Twitter. We know how Twitter has been altering and changing things, as they were doing during the Biden story and so forth. Well, they're trying to show, we go both ways, we'll help out. I mean, we'll play the right thing. They went after a 2020 doctored video, or rather a doctored video showing Biden making the rounds over the weekend. And the video was altered to make Biden appear as if he were addressing Minnesotans while he was actually in Florida. And the Twitter said, the tweet was labeled in line with our synthetic and manipulated media policy. So we deleted it. They did it because, say we're going to show you, we'll do something. That's such a small thing. So do I care if Biden can't put up a video saying it looks like he's in Minnesota, it's really Florida? If you're in Minnesota, you knew he wasn't there. But they're trying to say, hey, we're trying to play fair. Then you got Google. Breitbart News, and I pointed out this out the other day. Breitbart News says that Google is actively interfering in the upcoming election, burying any links to Breitbart News in its search results. We talked about this previously. You go to type in certain things. If you don't type it exactly the way Google has it labeled, you may never find that thread. You may not find it. You get a list of obscure websites, some of them plagiarizing something, and then eventually you might find your way to get around there. In fact, apparently an article by Candace Owens, a Breitbart link eventually shows up on Google as a seventh result when they decide to search for precise wording of the headline. Same thing about Trump and Biden thing. You got to get the exact wording or they're not going to help you find it. Just tough. You're in the dark. We're not going to give you a flashlight. And again, I cannot stress this enough. The threat of voter fraud. And the left is so upset. They're now saying CNN has made a big deal. Trump has lawyers all over. Well, Joe Biden said that the other day. Although he said it the wrong way. He said, we've organized the greatest voter fraud operation in the history of politics. That's what he said. What he meant was to fight voter fraud. But that's Joe. But look what's happening in North Carolina. North Carolina is very big also for Senator Lindsey Graham. There's still almost 160,000 absentee ballots still outstanding. Mail-in ballots went out to about 1.3 million who requested they want to vote absentee by mail ballot. All but about 160,000 apparently returned. Now, do these folks decide they're going to vote in person and just will do that? Or did they ever get their ballot? Are they living in zip codes and areas that might be Trump and Lindsey Graham territory? I don't know. We're still looking at details of that. But the new North Carolina State Board of Elections says we still have 160,000 outstanding absentee ballots in North Carolina. And then you get the governor who went to vote. He went to vote. He was told you can't cast your ballot. The polling place judges told him your address had been changed to a small apartment more than 400 miles away from where you live. And he said, well, I haven't moved. And they did the investigation. Florida Department of Law looked at it, found a 20-year-old in Naples had changed the governor's address, apparently using his birth date, which he found on the Wikipedia page. Now he's charged with 2 third-degree felonies, altering voting records, facing up to 5 years in prison. Who was the governor? The governor went to vote and was told, you have moved 400 miles from where you said you were last time. We can't let you vote. Was Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican. No surprise there. He was prevented from casting his ballot because the home address got changed, but they got it straightened out so he was able to. And the Democrats keep saying it's impossible to rig the election. Impossible. They're going full tilt all the time. I want a fair election. I think fair that Trump will win. Maybe he won't. But if it's fair, that will be it. but what's at stake? What's at stake? We will focus on that in the next hour. If you have any doubt, maybe you don't like Trump, you don't like Trump anything, you don't want to vote for Trump in any way, you need to look at the bigger picture. That's coming up in the next hour. Please stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.